The Mitchell's Front Page Podcast is brought to you by Geelong Bank. Listen live on 94.7 The Pulse, Mondays and Tuesdays from 9 till 11.
It is 10:05, and with me now is Tom O'Connor, who ran for Ballarine, and he's also been a previous councillor on the City of Greater Geelong from 2004 to 2008. Tom, good morning. Thanks for being on the program.
Mitchell, good morning to you too.
Well, if
you
have
well.
Yeah, I'm well, thank you. How are you feeling about everything that's
Wonderful.
Just gone down in the campaign?
Oh, mate, I don't swear, but I'm bloody disappointed.
Well, how do you think?
However, that's not the end of the world. That's not the end of the world. You know, when you look at this new local government act, particularly the community engagement component, there's a lot of hope for tomorrow. It's about the community. It's not about Tom O'Connor getting a job as a councillor or getting a position as a councillor.
You were close. Your votes, when they were distributed, then went out to elect, I believe, Jim Mason, and also I think your preferences might have gone to Trent Sullivan as well. So that's how your votes went, and I think then made sure that Corey Wolvington didn't get in. Are you happy with how it's all panned out with the incumbents in Ballarine returning?
No, I'm not. And I'll tell you for why. Primarily because the engagement with the community is pretty much non-existent. There's rules being and guidelines being and all that sort of stuff being dictated from City Hall to the community. I've got in front of me, for example, Lisa Neville's. She sent a note out. I can't find the date on it, but she talks about progress report on Ballarine commitments. We don't do that. You know, one of the things we've got to do if we're serious about wards, and you know, more particularly the Ballarine. Why? Because I've lived here for 100 years, but more importantly because it's got the sea, it's got the coast, it's got the rural, and it's got the urban. It's got everything that most of the others haven't got. And the budget, we can't get a budget split on the Ballarine elements of it, you know, the capital expenditure items and the operating expenditure items. And I think that's got to be part of the journey. If we're serious about the new Local Government Act and the community engagement, the principles behind that, if we're serious about it, start there. Start there and work out where we're going.
So you'd like the councillors to engage more with the community, more progress updates, you're saying?
Absolutely. You know, I've tried again and again and again to talk with both Trent and Jim, and if I want to speak with them, I've got to go into town to speak with them. Like, this is nonsense. Let's get serious about it, Mitch.
How do we do that? How would we encourage? Would you set up some sort of, like, council office in, say, Port Arlington?
Now we're talking.
So MPs have offices, of course, in their actual electorate, don't they?
They do, yeah. And that's what's got to happen. That was one of my steps that I put up. I've got an office prepared for the event of Tom O'Connor being a councillor. We were going to establish it in Drysdale. Prior to that, we had a Ballarine Community Council office where I manned that, and then prior to that, we had the Committee for Ballarine. And we had an office. And it's a place where people can come. Like, if you want to speak with councillors, do you speak on the phone? Do you speak in a coffee shop? Do you speak... You know, do you send them a text? Do you go into Melbourne, go to Geelong? Like, this is ludicrous. We've only got 4 wards. Why don't we put a base in each ward for the councillors? And again, I go back, and I'll stress it again and again and again, the community engagement process under the new Local Government Act, it's descriptive, not prescriptive. It says to people, okay, this is where we're going. This is where we're going. Get the community engaged. And that's going to be a challenge, Mitch. That'll be a challenge for council to adopt that approach. You know, this is from the bottom up, not the top down. The days are gone when it's top down. The corporations, you know, there's a litany of literature that talks about top down doesn't work. We've got to engage. We've got to engage from the bottom up. And when you look at the quality of people, the quality of people here, who's, you know, we're talking third and fourth and fifth and sixth generation people, We don't give them a say in their future. This is wrong. Like, we, and Mitch, the key to it is we, at the community level, we are ultimately accountable for the outcome. Yet we've got little or no say in the outcome. You know, we can have a voice, but is it considered? And traditionally, it hasn't been considered. And we can do better than that. But like I said though, the challenge will be for council to adapt that approach. You know, how do we heighten the awareness within the community of the opportunity for the community to make a significant difference for the future, their future? You know, the kids. Like, for example, I'm meeting with the secondary school here. I've already met with them once. We're talking, what are the future of these kids when they leave school? Are we training for life? Are we training for life on the Bellarine? What is life on the Bellarine? There's so many opportunities here, Mitch. So many opportunities that council struggle with. And it's not a fault of the council. It's a fault of the system and the structure. We're going to be a bit braver and a bit bolder, and particularly here at the community level. You know, we must not be subservient.
How much more work has to be done about educating the people out there about their councils and what's actually going on? Because I did hear from some candidates, and I know you were first on the ballot paper, I think people were reporting that there was quite a bit of donkey voting going on. And also, if you look at the distribution of preferences, the way that they kind of scatter around almost randomly indicates that perhaps more needs to be done to raise awareness amongst the community as to who's actually running and what the platform of each candidate is.
I think you're right. I think there's a lot of, you know, a lot of substance in what you say. You know, do we need a preferential system, or should we do just first past the post, top three? And particularly, like, when we look, and this is, you know, going 4 years out from today, in 4 years' time, we will only have one councillor for the Bellarine, only one, and each of the wards will only have one councillor.
Yeah, well, that's what we were talking about in the first hour, the way they're going to redraw the ballot. So it's kind of gone around in a circle because, of course, there used to be single councillor wards. Then they said multi-councillor was the way to go, and now we're back at square one.
Yep.
Do you think that's a better system, the single councillor wards?
Gee whiz, as long as it's resourced. I had a mate of mine who was a councillor up on the Surf Coast years ago, Grant Four, and Grant told me, he said, look, I get paid a substantial amount of money that I can afford to leave my job and come back in 4 years' time, or, you know, whether I come back at all. He said, I've got a car, I've got an office, I've got staff. And one of the things that sort of frightens me, and we've got to heighten the awareness within the community, why are we planning to spend, and, well, not planning, we're going to spend $91 million on headquarters in Geelong. Pray tell me, what is the value for that? If we're going to centralise people so that we can manage people better, in this day and age, you know, we've proven during COVID that a lot of people are going to work from home tomorrow and continue to work from home. Why? Because they're trusted. Do we need to be under the eyes of our managers to ensure that we do the right thing at the right moment? Like, We've got to adapt and adapt quickly. And I'm not critical of council here. Please, I'm not critical of council. I'm critical of the system and the structures. You know, we can do it, and it's about trusting people. We've got some cracker people, young people, like people like young Corey Woolerton and Steve Simmons and Elise Wilkinson and young Tom Harrison. They're good people, and they want to make they want to get in there and help make a difference. And council, they've got to sort of open up their arms and say, look, okay, we need some help. We want to work with you guys. What have we got to do? Are they going to be brave enough to do that? It's going to be a challenge for Martin Cutter and his team.
And what would you like to see them do? How would you like to see council start off this term? On Thursday night, they've got this meeting to elect the mayor. Then what?
Yep. Then what? Grab a hold of this Local Government Act. There's five principles, and get that community engaged in one and say, make that first and foremost, and go to the community, each one of the councillors, go to the community and say, okay, guys, how do we adopt this practice? this community engagement practice is very clear. You know, when you read it, I've got it in front of me at the moment. It's easy. You know, participatory, what do they call it? Participatory democracy. Democracy. Ensuring all Victorians have the opportunity to engage with their council on local priorities and the future of their community. Mm. We've got to get back. We've got to get back to where we are accountable for our future. And until we do that, it's going to be a battle, mate. It'll be the us and them syndrome. We've got to stop that. That's not on.
And can I ask what's next for you? What's next for Tom O'Connor?
Talk about a Mitchell die. Mitch, I don't know, mate. Look, you and I believe we've got an obligation to engage the community at a level that they feel trusted, committed, aware, accountable, all of that sort of thing. We've got to do it better and better and better. Conflict is not the way to go, i.e. Trump and Biden. You know, we can't do that. Conflict is not the way to go. Do it with respect. Do it with dignity. Do it with pride. You know, and you and I have got a responsibility for it. I'm going to keep doing, or we, our team here, we'll keep doing what we're doing.
Mm.
You know, we'll do it with pride. We'll encourage people to be great. I don't know. Have you read that book, Good to Great?
No. Who's it by?
Cookie. Yes, I can't remember the name now. But Brian Cook, Cookie adopted that when he took over the footy club, Good to Great. And it's engagement from the bottom. Engagement from the bottom. Yeah, they jump a couple of levels. Do they change their structure? Yeah, they change their structure. Did they change accountability? Yes, they devolved. You know, you look at them on the paddock, the football team on the paddock. You know, they've got leaders on the paddock who do what's got to be done at that moment in time. And we're, you know, the what do we call it, the dynamics of society is such now that we can't afford to wait. We can't afford to wait. You know, climate change, a classic example. You know, give me a break. Where are we going with that? Like, I tell you what, we've got, Mitch, we've got four big projects that we've been working on for a couple of years now, and I've put them to the politicians, or we've put them to the politicians. One is protection of the coast with offshore reefs. Offshore reefs on the Bellarine. Protect and enhance the opportunity for the flora and fauna. Protect the coastline. Then we're talking about the rural. Like with the rural, we're looking at, with Bowen Water, recycled water for the Bellarine, so the farmers can stay there rather than have their you know, their livelihood chopped up, and then more houses on the Bellarine. So that's recycled water for the Bellarine. Then we're talking the Drysdale tip. We've got people that want to spend, you know, a couple of $100 million repurposing waste at the Drysdale tip. You know, we're talking 110,000 tonne of waste. And what do? We put it in a hole in the ground. Good God, you know, you go to Europe and places like that. You go to Singapore. Singapore do it. They repurpose their waste. They've been doing it for years. So that's waste. And what the other one? You know, the other one is, micro-gridding. We've been talking for years now, several years, about tidal turbines. People don't like the visibility of wind turbines, so righto, let's put them in the bay. They spin slower, they don't damage fish.
Mm.
Tidal turbines, and then put the power into batteries, and we could use the old Drysdale tip site. Now, I don't know whether that's the right size site, but at least the principle. Put it into batteries and then distribute it throughout the community, and that the community actually owns that facility or has a significant capital interest in it. Unless we do those, you know, those four things, microgridding the Bellarine, own power, recycle water for the Bellarine, offshore reefs, and coastal protection. You know, they're the sort of things we've got to do now for tomorrow, not talk about it. And no matter where we go throughout the world, these things are, you know, they're de rigueur, they're happening. You know, you go to them. And it's not, money's not the issue. This is always the standard response is we don't have the money to do it. No, it's not the money. We don't have the vision to do it, or we don't have the courage to have a crack at it. And there's people that want to do it. They want to do it now. Money's not the issue. Yeah, we've got to be braver and bolder. Well, a lot of us.
Thank you so much for being on the program. I really appreciate it. And I'm sorry the campaign obviously didn't go the way that you'd hope, but keep up the fight. And we'll hopefully engage with you in the future, because it sounds like you've got a lot of very interesting ideas and plans for the Bellarine.
Mitch, if you and I can, I'd love to. Love to. The sooner the better.
Good on you. Thank you very much. All the very best.
Thanks, mate. Lovely. Thank
Tom
you.
Tom O'Connor joining us there.
The Mitchell's Front Page podcast is brought to you by Geelong Bank. Listen live on 94.7 The Pulse, Mondays and Tuesdays from 9 to 11. Or search for Mitchell's Front Page on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, or wherever you get your podcasts.